A word for you from Judges chapter 4, verse 18. And Jael went out to meet Sisera, and said to him, "Turn aside, my lord, turn aside to me, have no fear." So he turned aside to her in the tent, and she covered him with a rug. Well, what a strange incident we find here. Here is Sisera, Jabin's general, a king in Canaan, fleeing on foot from Israel's army. The battle had raged, and this man saw no way out but to flee back home. God had raised up Deborah with Barak in Israel's dire need. God had abandoned them, his people, and now he had come to their rescue. And here is this man, this great man, Sisera, who was a great general in the king's army, and he was now fleeing. And here was this woman, who we find in verse 18, Jael was standing. This was the wife, and she invited this general in for a rest. He desperately needed the break, and he lay down to sleep. However, he first made sure with the same woman, "If anyone seeks me, tell him nobody is here." She agreed and stood and watched. She was on Israel's side, of course. This was her ruse. And while sleeping very deeply, she knocked a tent peg into his temple to kill him. He hardly resisted. He was dead. He was so tired. He was in such a deep sleep. The person that this man trusted with his life was the one who actually took it. It's a strange story. But she, in the end, was the hero of Israel, because she had the courage to go against this enemy. But in another way, we, if Jesus Christ is not our only trust, will we not suffer the same fate? He trusted this woman with his life, and it was this very woman who took it. If we trust anybody else but Jesus our Lord, we too will be let down. So let Jesus be the King and Lord of all our doings.